Talking of gigs that are brilliant, the annual celebration of all things eclectic, challenging and noisy and exciting in music is Audioscope. It was last weekend. The event at Jericho Tavern is in aid of homeless charity Shelter and is organised by Simon Minter and Stuart Folks. Here's a report now from Stuart, who takes us through another successful festival behind the scenes, if you like.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning and we are just boxing everything up, finishing everything off and getting ready to leave the house. Last night we were up till about 1 in the morning, baking cakes, making CDs, printing things off to put on the to give out to the bands and to put on the merch stand and all this kind of stuff, and doing quite a lot of literally DIY before the festival. Yesterday my car broke down, so we're currently waiting for a taxi to arrive and take us up to the venue.
I've been to about 8 or 9 Audioscopes, I think. Why do I keep going? Because there's obviously something that I haven't seen before. There's usually something that I've heard of, but maybe it's 1 out of 9 acts, and the rest of it is something that's not always to my taste, but there's usually at least 1 or 2 things that I think are really brilliant and that I'd never discover any other way.
The festival is now up and running. It is pretty frantic, as usual, trying to get 10 bands in and out. There's a lot of complicated keyboards and noise boxes and things that go woo this year, which require more technical attention than drums and guitars and all the rest of it. All the bands so far have been absolutely lovely, really into the spirit of things, really supportive of what we're doing. We've allowed 30 minutes between each of the bands changing over, and that seems like quite a long time when you're a member of the audience standing around, but when you're behind the scenes trying to get one band off, trying to get another band on, having bands losing equipment, trying to unlock cupboards, trying to greet more bands that come in, all this kind of stuff, it all starts to mount up, and 30 minutes suddenly seems more like 3 minutes. So it's been a little bit fraught at times. So I don't know if you can hear that. I'm sure you can, but that's the telescopes making a sound like a jet engine taking off, really sounding like taking the roof off the venue. I've just been downstairs and you can hear it on the road, you can hear it in the venue downstairs, you can probably hear it from Cowley Road. It's pretty loud. Wrangler just came on stage and they were fantastic. That really felt like it was the first time during the day when there was a massive crowd in the room and everyone was kind of thinking, yeah, this band is what we kind of came here to see. So that was really great.
It was great.
Well, it was way to the pants.
Yeah, we kind of flew a bit with that one, but it was great. I guess every gig's different and it was nice to play up there. It was great. We really enjoyed it. It was a really nice atmosphere. Well, the core, I suppose, first of all, the cause, I mean, like, I don't want to do any political speech, but, you know, the whole, we were talking about property on the way up and the ridiculous thing that a roof over your head is a human right, and we all feel very strongly. So it was really nice to be able to come and support something that really, you know, stood for that as well. So for the cause in that sense. And I mean, this venue, I know, has got a reputation, feels really important, and Audioscope's got a really good reputation.
We always wanted to play at... Audioscope in Oxford! It's a great cause and we're very happy to support it. Yes.
Just once in a while, let us exalt the importance of ideas and information. 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 The importance of ideas and information.
What a day. Public Service Broadcasting has just come off stage. They were everything we could have hoped for from a headline band. They were lively, they were full on, they got the crowd going. Everyone absolutely loved it, and it's just been the perfect end to the day. Had a chat to the guys afterwards, really happy to support Shelter and support what we're doing. So I think, you know, we've probably raised a couple of £1,000. We've sold out the venue. The music from start to finish has been fantastic. So I think overall it's been one of the best Audioscopes ever. And, next year we're 15 years old. So I don't know how we're going to top that, but we've got to come up with something pretty special, I think.
Thanks very much to Stuart, who somehow, alongside organising such a great festival, found time to record that for us. So thanks very much to you. And the feast of sounds for your ears in that report featured Earthling Society, Silver Apples, the Telescopes Wrangler, and Public Service Broadcasting.